Hello, hi, good people. Welcome to my podcast. You are listening to Mindset, where your mind is your superpower. As far as the mind can see, you can become. I'm your lovely host, Precious. I'm happy. I'm so happy to be here, to be doing this. So today it's Monday, the 15th. of February 2021. It's in the afternoon. The time is around 14:09. It's 14:09. It's a lovely Monday. It's a good Monday, and I do hope that you have something to be grateful for already. So what are you grateful for today? I do hope that you are happy, that you are fulfilled, that you are doing what you had set out to do today, and I do hope that your day is going very well. So yesterday, after I did my episode, last night, or should I say earlier this morning, I prayed. You know, I usually pray at 12. So I did a prayer, and as I was praying, I couldn't help but think about the things that we have been through this year or last, and last year, how hard it was to actually survive last year. It did come across my mind, you know, how we are struggling, how the whole world is going through a lot, you know, and how people are finding it hard to survive. People are losing hope, and it's bad. It's really bad. People are sad. People are losing their jobs. People are dying. And other people can barely survive. You know, we are living in very difficult times, in very hard times, in very bad times, really. And it's so hard to survive, and it's so hard to keep your faith and to keep your hope up at times like this. But we have got to keep our hope. We've got to keep our faith. And I couldn't help but help pray for the whole world, you know, and I was sad, really, when I thought about what people are going through, what we are going through as the world. It's really sad. And so I decided that today I'm just going to do this prayer thing. I'm going to come here and pray with you and hopefully share some scriptures with you that could actually help you with whatever you are going through, the crisis, the difficulty, the hard times, the hardships, you know. And I do hope that this episode will be so much useful to you, and it will pump your hope up again and your faith again. So we can't afford to lose faith now. We can't afford to lose hope now. We have to stay hopeful, you know. Against hope, we believe in hope. So I'm gonna pray with you. If this is a prayer episode, I'll be praying. And first of all, before I could actually pray, I want to share with you some scriptures, you know, that are keeping me going at this hard times, or whenever I have a problem, whenever I have a situation, I just look up for the scriptures, because they say a lot to me. They talk to me a lot, like deep. It's a deep conversation that I have with God, you know, through these scriptures. And I do hope that you also have, or you also find these ones very useful. So the first scripture that I want to share with you, it's from Psalms 62 verse 1-2, and it says, "My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken." You know, we are going through a lot right now as a world, and we shouldn't be shaken. We should never be shaken, because we have God, and if we have God, we have everything that we need. He is our rock, He is our salvation, He is our fortress. So we shouldn't be afraid, we shouldn't be shaken. We should stay prayed up, we should stay in hope, we should stay in faith. So another scripture, before any other scripture, I just want to remind you that we are the daughters and the sons of the King, the only King. So we should walk like it. We should talk like it. You know, we should act like it, because we are the sons and daughters of the King. Never forget that. Never forget that whatever you go through, just remember that you are a son or you are a daughter of a King. So you should talk like it and you should walk like it. So another scripture that I want to share with you is from the book of Isaiah 61 verse 3. It says, He creates a beauty from ashes. He creates beauty from ashes. So whatever you're going through, just know that God can create a beauty out of your situation. He can do amazing things out of that situation that you are going through right now. So don't lose your hope. Don't lose your faith. Just believe and know that God is with you, is within you at this hour, at this times of difficulty, at this time of hardships. You know, you should always remember that God will never put weight on you, on your shoulders, that you cannot carry. Whatever you go through, whatever you are going through, you are meant to overcome it. You are meant to overcome all the challenges that comes your way. So you have got this. You have God, and whatever weight is on your shoulders, you can carry it because you are with God. God is within you. So life with God is not, I think it's, this is something that we should always remember, like life with God is not immunity from difficulties. It is peace within difficulties. We have to find peace in our difficulties. We have to find peace in our pain, because a lot of us Christians, we believe that if we have God, we are immune to difficulties, to hardships. We want a very smooth life. We want a very soft life. We want a life without troubles, a life without challenges. We just want a life that is okay. We don't want to face any difficulties and challenges. The moment we face challenges and difficulties, we think that God is not with us. We think that God has forsaken us. We think that this cannot be my life. I'm a Christian. I don't deserve to live this life. But the Bible never say that you will not encounter or you will not face any challenges or difficulties. That's why the Bible even say that no weapon fashioned against you shall ever prosper. It doesn't say that there is no weapon that will ever be fashioned against you. It says the weapons will be fashioned against you, but they will not prosper. So which means you will face difficulties, you will face challenges, you will encounter problems, but you will prosper through it all. You will prosper, you will overcome them. So another scripture that I want to share with you is from the book of Joshua 1 verse 9, which says, Be strong and courageous, do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1 verse 9. That's one of my favorite scriptures, actually. It's one of my favorite scriptures. Joshua 1 verse 9. Don't be shaken. Don't be troubled. You should always believe. Let me just try to look it from a different version, the King James Version. I think that's my most favorite version. So let me just look it out. A moment. Yeah, let me read it from the King James Version. It says, Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. That's my favorite version. King James is my favorite version. So do you get that? He says we should be strong and of good courage. We shouldn't be afraid because the Lord is with us wherever we go. So why are we afraid? Why are we losing our faith in God? Why are we losing hope that we shall wake up? We shall wake up to a new dawn, that things will get better soon, that a better tomorrow is foreseeable. Why are we losing hope if we know that God is with us wherever we go? I mean, we are going through these difficult times, but God is with us. He is with us, and that's our hope. That's our hope for a better tomorrow. So another scripture is from the book of Psalms 94 verse 19, and it says, When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. Wow, what a wow. What a wow. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. I think at this moment, at this time, that's all you need. The Lord's consolation to bring you joy, to bring joy to your soul. And you should know also that the Bible says that we should count it all joy. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Count it all joy. So again, Romans 8 verse 18 says, the pain that you have been feeling cannot compare to the joy that is coming. So that pain that you're feeling, those difficulties that you are facing, they are nothing compared to the joy that is coming. Okay, let me just look out for the scripture from the King James Version. Let me just look out for the scripture from the King James Version. It's my favorite version. It's my favorite version. So let me just look out for it from the King James. It says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. What a wow. What a wow. How can you lose hope if you have this word with you, within you, in your spirit? There's no way you can lose hope. Just think of the glory which shall be revealed in us. It's these times, this coronavirus, this moment, these difficult times are nothing compared to the glory which will be revealed in us. So stay strong. Stay strong, stay strong, and don't you dare give up. So another scripture is from 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, and says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. So how can you be afraid if you haven't been given the spirit of fear? You have the spirit of power, you have the spirit of love and the spirit of a sound mind. So how can you then be afraid? How can you be afraid of this coronavirus if you were given the spirit of a sound mind, of power, of love? So you cannot afford to be afraid, because that's not a part of you. You are not to be afraid. You cannot be afraid if you are a child of God, if you are a believer. So another scripture is from the book of Psalms 116 verse 2. It says, because he bends down to listen, I will pray as long as I have breath. Because he bends down to listen, I will pray as long as I have breath. We shall pray without ceasing. It doesn't matter the times, it doesn't matter the hardships, difficulties, the challenges that we face. We will not get tired of praying. For as long as we have breath, we will pray. Because we know that he bends down to listen to us, that he answers our prayers. So we will cease not to pray. We will pray without ceasing. We will not get tired. We shall pray. We shall stay prayed up. And Isaiah 43 verse 2 says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. So how can we be afraid? When he says, when you go through the deep waters, precious, I will be with you. When you go through the rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. How can we be afraid with such promises at our hands, at our disposals? How can we be afraid? We cannot be afraid. We cannot be afraid. And Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11 says, he has made everything beautiful in his time. So our time is coming. We will shine so bright. We will shine brighter and brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. So we believe in his timing. We believe in his timing because we know he has our best interests at heart. I know that this struggle is real. It's hard. It's real. This struggle is real. But remember, so is God. It is real, but so is God. So we are not here to play. We are gonna pray, and we are gonna pray our way through these difficult times. So I think I have shared enough scriptures, and I should get back to prayer. I should pray, because the reason I'm here was to actually share a prayer with you. And that's what I'm gonna do now. I'm gonna pray with you, and I would love if you could actually close your eyes and pray with me. You know, pray for your family, pray for the nation, pray for the world, pray for yourself, and just pray for everything. Whatever it is in your heart, just pray about it. Whatever it is that troubles your heart, pray about it. Our hearts are troubled. Our souls are troubled, but we are here to pray about it. We are here to take it to the Lord in prayer. So I want you to close your eyes and pray with me. Dear Lord, I thank you, Father, for your grace, for your glory upon our lives and upon everything that concerns us. Thank you, Father, for who you are, for all you've done for us, oh Father. We thank you for your mercies that are new every morning, Lord. When evil darkens our world, O God, give us light. When despair numbs our souls, give us hope, O Father. When we stumble and fall, lift us up, O God. When doubt assails us, give us faith, O Father. Give us hope for a better tomorrow, O God. When nothing seems sure, give us trust, O Heavenly Father. When ideals fade, give us vision, O God. When we lose our way, be our guide, that we may find serenity in your presence, that we may find purpose in doing your will, O God. You are our hiding place, O Father. You are our refuge in the time of distress, O Lord. We turn to you now, seeking comfort from the wounds of the world and power to face all our afflictions, O God. Be present in our struggle, O Jesus. And help us to rest in your eternal promises, God. I pray to you, Father, and seek your way. You shall be with us and answer us, O God. We believe in you. We trust in you. We trust in your word. And we have hope in your promises, O God. I pray that you will grant us the serenity to accept the things that we cannot change, O God. I pray that you will grant us the serenity, Father, to have courage to change the things that we can. And I pray to you, Father Lord, that you will grant us also the wisdom to know the difference, Father. God, you are our help and comfort. You shelter and surround us in love so tender that we may know your presence with us, within us now and always, O God. O Lord, we are at the limits of our power to help, O God. For what we have left undone, Father, forgive us. For what you have helped us to do, thank you so much, Father, Lord. We thank you. We give you glory. We honor you, Lord. For what must be done by others, lend your strength, O Father, Lord. I pray to you, God. Shelter us in your peace, which surpasses our understanding, O God. Blessed Father, in the comfort of your love, we lay before you the memories that haunt us. We lay before you the anxieties that perplex us, O God. We lay before you the despair that frightens us, O God. We lay before you, Father, our frustrations, Father, our inability to think clearly, O God. Help us to discover your forgiveness in our memories, O God. Help us to know peace in our distress, O God. Touch us, O Lord, and fill us with your light and your hope. Dear precious Lord, please give us strength when we are weak, Lord. Give us love when we feel forsaken and broken, O God. Give us courage when we are afraid. Give us wisdom when we feel foolish, O God. Give us comfort when we are alone, our God. Give us hope when we feel rejected. And give us peace when we are in turmoil, our God. Oh God, our refuge and strength. In this place, our God, of unrelenting noise, enfold us in your holy light and silence, our God, that we may find rest, that we may rest secure under the shadow of your wings, our God. Lord, I pray not for tranquility, our God, nor that our tribulations may cease, our God, but I pray for your spirit, I pray for your love, that you grant us strength, that you grant us grace to overcome adversity, oh Father, through Jesus Christ. We call upon you today, Father Lord. We call upon your divine guidance and help today, oh God. We are in crisis and we need a supporting hand to keep us on the right path, Father Lord, and on the just path, Father. Our hearts are troubled, oh God. May you please help us to strive to keep our eyes set on you, to keep our hearts set on you, Father. As your infinite wisdom will show us the right way to a just and a right resolution, our God. Oh Lord, we are in the shadow of your wings. Protect us and bear us up, O God. You will care for us as if we were little children, Father. When you are our strength, we are strong. But when we are on our own strength, O Father, we are weak. We turn to you now, Father. We turn to you now, O Lord, now and forevermore. No weapon fashioned against us shall ever prosper, Father, Lord, because you are our light. You are the light that guides our feet. You are the map that gives us direction, Father. You are the peace that makes us strong, O God. May your light illuminate in our lives, O Father. May your light illuminate our lives. And may your guidance bring direction into all that concerns us, Father. May we find inspiration in your word. May we find peace in our hearts as we follow you, Father, Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayers, Father. Thank you for staying by our side. Thank you, Father, Lord, for protecting us, for keeping us until today, Father, Lord. We believe in you, Father. We will stay believing in you, Father, Lord. We have hope, Father, for a better tomorrow. We have hope for a better future, Father. We believe in you. We have faith in your word. We have faith in your promises, O God. Thank you, Father, for who you are. Thank you, Father, for this moment, Father, Lord. Thank you so much for your presence in our lives, Father, Lord. You are who you say you are, and we believe in you, Father, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. I do hope that you did take a moment of prayer also, that you said what's in your heart to the Lord, that you talked to the Master, that you told every single thing that you want from him, that you expect from him, you know. I hope that you told him all the desires of your heart, all your worries. He understands, he knows you better than we know ourselves. So we shall stay prayed up. We shall stay believing. And if God be for us, who can be against us? If he is for us, who can be against us? So stay strong in these times of difficulty. Stay strong in these times of distress. Because the Lord is for us. We cannot be afraid. The Lord is with us. We cannot be afraid. So thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to Mindset, where your mind is your superpower. As far as a mind can see, you can become. I'm your lovely host, Precious. Bye for now.